Hey there, it's Jet Tila, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show and judge on Food Network's Cutthroat Kitchen with Alton Brown. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AMA 30 KLAA.
And thank you, Jet Tila, and welcome back. It is the special Memorial Day weekend version of the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels baseball. And the Halos are home tonight. It's the middle game in a three-game set with Miami, and looking forward to evening the series with them. And we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, it is Memorial Day weekend, and certainly that is the start of the summer fair season. Usually, the LA County Fair has moved from September to actually May, and this is their concluding weekend. And of course, whenever we talk about one of the big fairs on the SoCal Restaurant Show, our interest is that outrageous fair food, but it also has to be tasty. So who better than to give us a preview of the closing weekend of the LA County Fair, and looking forward to the two other big fairs coming up in Southern California, than the Midway Gourmet himself, otherwise known as Dominic Palmieri, who is really the executive chef for all the food that is on the RCS Carnival Midway, which is a very big part of the LA County Fair. He has Biggie's, he has Enzo's Pizza, and a gentleman that really understands what the dining public is looking for at a fair. And it is a pleasure to welcome Dominic Palmieri back to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Dominic, good morning.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Dominic, doing well. You know, really intrigued with some of your pizza combinations that we'll soon be talking about. And I love, Chef Dominic, how you adapt to each locale that you go to. Because I saw a little video you did recently when you were in Houston for the livestock and rodeo. And you had your black cowboy hat on, and definitely you weren't talking pizza. So kind of in the beginning, Dominic, how do you adapt some of your newer menu items, your signature menu items, for where you are? Because obviously Houston's a little different than Pomona.
Yeah, that's for sure. You know, we work hard to bring the best that we possibly can to all of our events, but the communities have different flavors and all different kinds of things that they prefer when it comes to foods. Some of them like it spicy, some of them more meat-centric. So down in Houston, wow, we sell a lot of barbecue down there because, of course, that is, you know, that's kind of like, I call it meat central for the U.S., you know, down in Houston. It's
no kidding.
Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo. And one of the biggest competition barbecue contests in the country with several hundred entries. So barbecue is big, so we focus on a lot of those kinds of things. You know, we come back into Southern California and Arizona. We know that spicy is still hot. You know, I've said this a few times. This trend has been coming on now for the past few years, and it seems to still be growing. So it's not like we're going to put this one in the can and put it away to bed. This one, I think, is still continues to go. We know that spicy works. We know that textures still work. Something new, something different. And isn't that part of the fun of coming to a fair, right? And it's summertime, right? So we have three big fairs and a few smaller ones here in Southern California for the summer. And I'm just going to say that these are the biggest parties in town, and you don't want to miss them. So you want to make sure that you're paying attention, staying online, looking for the different events, and you just want to go as family and try all the fun things that there are to try. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of great new foods this year.
And Dominic, we, again, excuse me, need to make this point that this is the last weekend for the LA County Fair through Monday. So still plenty of opportunity to get out to Pomona and see what's going on.
Yeah, for sure. So like just as a little thing about the fair this weekend for Memorial Day, like tonight in concert, I love the 90s, with Vanilla Ice. Tomorrow is Justin Moore is tomorrow night for country. There's a great Veterans Expo that's here. They're all weekend. There's a Lego exhibit, and the LA County Museum of Art actually has an exhibition here at the Art Gallery tons of things to do. Bring the kids. This is one of the fun things to do about going to a fair. And I don't care where you are in the country, you want to go see what the best that your community has to offer. And that's frankly how the fairs really started, Andy. Over 150 years ago, it was all about the jams and the jellies and the produce and the things that the farmers grew. We showcase the best of what our community had to offer, and you're going to find that at all the fairs here in Southern California, with LA County Fair. The next big one is the San Diego County Fair, and then, of course, we end the big season with Orange County Fair, but during that time, you have Ventura County Fair and the Farmers Fair at Lake Paris and the one up in the desert at up in Lancaster for the Antelope Valley Fair. So there's something for all of your listeners all across Southern California this summer.
And Dominic will be watching. Now, Dominic, to give our listeners a little bit of a better idea of how big the RCS operation is for Pomona, for both all of your food outlets as well as the rides, how many people does this involve in terms of staff, including part-timers? Because I think it's a much bigger operation than some of our listeners realize.
Yeah, you know, there's well over 2,000 people involved in making all the magic work here at the LA County Fair. And, you know, it's not you have to remember, we don't just bring the rides and the games and the food when you're talking about the RCS Carnival Midway, but it's all the Midway beautification and all the people that are involved in putting all the plants and the flowers and decorating theme things around the Midway and all the seating areas to make it comfortable. You know, we do a lot of things for our customers that want to make them stay. And of course, if they stay, they'll obviously want to enjoy more time here. Maybe they'll eat a few more items. But we want it to be a great place to be and a great experience. And we want them to come back again. You know, you don't have to go to your summer fair just one time. You can go back to the fair multiple times, especially the large fairs. There's so many things to see. It's tough to do it in one day. So really, you want to come back at least a second or third time so that you can get everything in that you possibly can. And I have to give credit to the whole family, the RCS family. Everybody works so hard to produce the highest quality, the most exciting new rides, the funnest games, of course, the wild and crazy, the wild and wacky foods. Everybody here is working hard to make sure that your experience here at the fair will be absolutely memorable.
And Dominic, the other point to make with the fairs, particularly the LA County Fair and the San Diego County Fair and the Orange County County Fair, is these are priced at a value. So you can bring a family and still have it be affordable. And, you know, in today's times, Dominic, that becomes important because, boy, if you look at some of the prices at our local amusement parks, they're now getting up in the stratosphere.
Yeah, and you know, we're all, I don't care what industry you're in and what company you work for, we're all struggling with this new inflation, and this kind of is what it is. Everybody's trying to bring the best value that we possibly can. And one of the things that I thought was wonderful is this, all the way through this weekend, you can even get discount tickets here for the LA County Fair at Superior Markets and at O'Reilly Auto Parts. So there's still discounts and deal on there. You definitely want to make sure that you get your buy them pre ahead of time online, because it's cheaper to even buy them online. And it makes it so easy to come through the gate. Parking is really easy. You get in quickly, and the fun experience goes from zero to hero really, really fast once you walk through those gates. And I think all of our fairs, I think, do a great job of trying to get the guest in as quickly as possible, so the fun begins right away.
Dominic, good points. Now, let's start to talk about food, and then we're going to pick this up again on the other side. First question for you. You're in the last weekend of the LA County Fair. What new item that you created for this season, in your opinion, has been the biggest hit?
Yeah, so there's a couple of them, but the one that we know has just been getting rave reviews is the brand new hot Cheeto cheese pickle pizza.
Yes. Now, Dominic, one more time on what is in that pizza?
The hot Cheeto cheese pickle pizza.
Now, I know you love dill pickles, but boy, you got to start on this before we go to break, because that's pretty outrageous, Dominic, even for the Midway Gourmet.
Yes, it is. But I want to tell you, it's absolutely delicious because it combines all the important components of salt, fat, and acid that you look for when you bite into something. So we have, of course, our homemade pizza dough. The dough that we're using today on a Saturday is the dough that we made on Wednesday and into Thursday. So the dough's matured. It's right perfect. We'll make that. We'll roll out that dough. And instead of using a red pizza sauce, it gets a white sauce. And we're using a dill ranch sauce that we put on the pizza dough. We top it with a lot of fresh mozzarella cheese. And then on top of that, an extra thick cut, crinkle cut, lightly dilled pickle chip. And when I say that, I say lightly dilled because they're super fresh. This is an amazing pickle that we ship in from Chicago. It comes refrigerated in 5-gallon buckets, and the pickle is so fresh when you bite into it. It's got the crisp and the snap, and we cover the whole pizza with pickles. When it bakes and it comes out, we then top it with ground up crunchy Flaming Hot Cheetos, and then we top it again and finish it with a nice little drizzle of the dill ranch sauce.
Dominic, I'm loving it.
Into it. Yeah, when you bite into it, the flavor just explodes in your mouth. Look, it's not too dilly. It's not too pickly. It's not too hot and Cheeto-y. I'm just going to say it's a big dill it's a big dill because we've come up with something different that we're selling to the masses. And when you eat a pizza with pickles, it will change everything you've ever thought about or dreamed about pizza because it's so different, but it works so well.
Dominic, let's hold that thought in. I want our listeners to know that we have a picture of Dominic's creation on our Instagram feed, and we're going to pick this up on the other side. We are talking with the Midway Gourmet himself, Dominic Palmieri, last weekend of the LA County Fair. Some outrageous new pizza items that are on his menu this year at Enzo's Pizza. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.